Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Enjoy.
Welcome, welcome everybody to KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. I'm James Mazzotta with Enjoy Magazine.
And I'm Rhonda Ball with Enjoy Magazine.
My sister in crime is back.
I'm here, yes. Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen next month, but...
When we last left you, we were talking about Rhonda going back to school for her degree, and that is still what you're working towards, but you still have to wait to find out
if
you've been accepted.
Yeah.
So I said, well, you know what? That's a little bit of BS if you're not going to be with me until you're accepted, right?
Right. I will. So
here you are.
Here I am.
I got so many emails, it was insane. People so upset.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. How was your day today?
It was absolutely crazy. Lots of stuff going on.
Yeah, mine was really arduous today. Yeah. I was tested.
Yeah, well, we're dealing with deadlines, so here we go. June's coming up. I'm excited about June. Great cover.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What is it? No, it's all right.
We have to surprise people.
So we are in the throes, Northern California, of the May 2016 issue of Enjoy Northern California Lifestyle Magazine. Bright Blossoms is the title. And we got we must have a lot going on because our calendar is full. And I can tell you this much, the window in the store at Enjoy the Store is completely maxed out with events going on.
Right, with posters, yeah.
So as we say over and over, we keep beating it like a dead horse. There is always something to do for almost anybody.
And May is crazy anyway. I mean, people are getting ready to graduate graduating.
Time.
And you've got graduates. And
I've got three.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's nuts.
Yeah, it is crazy.
Getting ready for summer.
Mm.
So exciting.
Yeah, my son's graduating, my oldest, from high school, and he's going on his class trip. He's going to Hawaii for a week. And then one of my twins will be leaving at the exact same time with mom to go to ecology camp in Southern Oregon.
Oh, fun.
So guess who that leaves by himself with the other twin?
Oh, you're lucky.
All by myself.
All by yourself. You guys will have a great time.
I know. We do have a good
bonding.
Time.
Special
so
bonding.
So what do we got in the magazine going on as far as events this month? I know that there's the 10th annual, Pirates of Penzance, Chico, at the Sierra Nevada Big Room. That's May 6th, which is what, day after tomorrow or tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's the Pirate Palooza.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't see.
The writing's really light.
No, I actually wrote through it with my own pen. So that must have been what I wanted them to play. Thanks for correcting me.
You're welcome.
And what else do we have?
Well, there is the 5th Annual Cottonwood Rodeo Parade, which is this weekend. They do it every Mother's Day. They have their rodeo, and it's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
Yeah, so a lot of fun.
It's in historic downtown Cottonwood. That'll be May 7th. That's 10 through 11 a.m. Also, there's the 4th annual, Youth Violence Prevention Council Shasta Mud Run, which is a big deal. I didn't get to do that last year, but I guess there are a lot of people that like to get dirty.
That's the 14th?
Ross Ranch, yeah, that's May 14th. That's 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Check that out if you want to register, I suppose you can.
And then there's a ton of stuff going on Memorial Weekend. So we usually go to the coast, and we go to the kinetic sculpture races. So we're going to do that again. That is a blast. Ooh. So if you've never
Have
done
you guys
that,
ever been? Yeah. Those are our guests with no live mics, which is fine. That's the way we like it. But I have to ask because I'm looking. You haven't been either? Okay. I haven't been, but I'm going. I want to go
That's
for sure
really
this
fun.
Time. What else? We've got the Dogathon in Anderson. That's the Haven Humane Society, May 14th through the 15th, and that starts at 1 and goes through 8 p.m.
The Strawberry Festival in Happy Valley. That's an event that's been going on for quite some time.
It is.
Yeah.
And I've heard it's...
I've never been, but I've heard really good things
about
it.
Yeah, the strawberries.
There's just too much going on. I'm always at the coast on Memorial Weekend, so...
Farmer's Market kicks off in Hay Fork at the Hay Fork Park. That's May 20th through the 27th and from 4 to 7 p.m. So, yeah, there looks like there's a lot going on. Shasta High School will be doing their rendition of
Sound of Music. And that, I think, ends this weekend.
It does. 5th, 6th, and 7th, 7 p.m. Get your tickets. What about this one?
String Fever was last night.
Oh, that was
and
last
I
night.
Went.
That's the one
and,
I went.
Oh, my gosh, it was so good.
Was it?
It was. They were amazing. They were so good.
And they are part of the series that
Jane Whitman,
who we
Shasta
have on
Live.
Regularly, yeah.
Yeah, it was great. It was a great show at the Cascade.
And then, of course, not last but not least, on the back cover, Coming to a Park Near You, we are promoting for June, starting the first Friday of June, will be our 8th season of Movies in the Park.
Yep.
And so we got the new Star Wars, which we were super excited, and then because Disney took over, they were going to allow us to use the rest of the Star Wars series. So we had initially booked the entire August of Star Wars, and I know Disney owns it, but they run under the Lucasfilm brand.
Right.
They pulled the licensing for all the old movies once again, leaving me with an entire month that I'm scrambling right now to refill. But we do have the new Star Wars Awakening, which we're going to get to still see. So we have some new movies that we're going to be planning to put on soon. And we have some park issues. We'll stay posted to either our Facebook or our www.enjoymoviesinthepark.com site because some of the parks are being reseeded. And so we're going to have to kind of figure out where we're going to be. And because of reseeding, other things will be moving to other parks, which we're part of, which may push us out. So anyway, we're working through our stuff. But
we're still doing movies in the park.
Yeah, but we're still doing movies in the park. Just hang tight with us. So anyway, sit back, relax. We're going to take our first break. When we get back, we'll introduce you to our first guests. This is KCNR, 1460 AM.
Aloha. This is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane of Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Enjoy. Welcome back, Northern California. You're listening to KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. And I forgot to do my traditional thing by wishing the bots good luck with their show out at Wind River. So break a leg, Linda.
Thanks. And thank you for letting us be here tonight.
Yeah. So, my dear Rhonda, why don't you introduce us to our first victims of the night? guests. Sorry.
Well, tonight we have Heather Wright and Chris Fazzari here with us from Girls, Inc.
Yes.
And
good evening.
You guys have some exciting stuff going on.
I like your shirt.
Oh, thank you. It's my traditional Girls, Inc. shirt. I like to wear it all my interviews.
So, I think we should just start with
which
you
we
telling...
have an article. Just
we
so
do
people
have an
know.
Article on page... 73
yes.
in the May issue.
So if you want to find out more after this interview, you can pick up a copy of Enjoy and read further.
But I thought we would just start with you telling us a little bit about Girls, Inc.
Sure. We were actually founded in 2008 in Tehama County as a way to really mentor girls in a way outside of the traditional traditional school scene, I guess, and really empowering them to stand on their own 2 feet, to be strong, smart, and bold, and to forge out in the world on their own and make good choices with their lives.
So is it a meeting that they go to?
Yeah, we run primarily right now. We run in schools either during the school day or after school. And we have programming that it's a national organization that we run about 10 programs.
Several different topics. Yeah. We have a media literacy, economic literacy, adolescent health issues, violence prevention, and we also have modules for introduction to different sports participation.
Sporting chance.
Yeah. So not to take away from the local, I guess you would call it a local chapter, maybe?
Yeah, I guess right. It's a national organization. It's been around since the 1800s.
Oh, wow. And see, that's something I didn't
know. So it was founded in back east, and we there's chapters all over the country, and we were founded here in 2008,
around there, So we're celebrating our 10th anniversary.
In Tehama County.
We were in 2006. We were founded in 2006. Wait a second.
Sorry, that was me. I heard 2008. You might have said 6 earlier.
10 years, wait.
I always push my agenda.
That's right.
It's in my head.
You're celebrating
10
years.
that's
exciting.
I'm a math genius.
So what do you have planned for your tenure?
Well, every year we do a community brunch, basically. We honor people in the community who've really done outstanding things for women or children in the community. And we have just a brunch called the Strong, Smart, and Bold Brunch. And this year we're going to be doing it again, but this is our 10-year anniversary, so it's going to be extra special. We're going to have a lot of great presentations. The girls are going to be there. We're giving out the community awards, and we're also giving out, which is we're really excited about, our first ever Girls Inc. scholarship fund.
Oh, wow.
That's going to be awarded to four recipients from Shasta College. They're either incoming freshmen or they're already there. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, we're moving along. Really.
So what, obviously Girls Inc. would notate or not, that, you know, obviously it's for girl empowerment, but is there an age typically that you guys work within?
Yes.
Within our area right now, we're pretty much handling from 5th grade through high school.
Okay.
And at different schools, we have different programs for different ages.
But we're chartered to run from, we could say, 6 to 18. Mm-hmm. Okay. Usually it's around 7 to 18.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So can anybody go to the brunch? Do you have to get tickets or you have to be invited?
No, anyone can go. You can purchase a table if you'd like. You can buy a ticket individually. They're $25 a person.
Mm-hmm.
And it brunches on May 15th at 11 a.m. at Riverview Country Club.
That's a nice location.
That's great.
And if you don't need to be a member to go to the brunch, so you can go see the Riverview and look out over the river.
You can purchase those tickets at our links on our website.
Mm-hmm.
You can call our office phone number. And if can I give that out?
Yeah,
right
absolutely.
Now?
Yeah. Both
it's
of those.
It's 527-7767.
Or our website is girlsincnsv.org.
And so you have a daughter?
I do. I have twins too.
Oh, you have twins?
I have a boy and a girl twin.
Oh, wow!
And she's 6 years old.
Okay.
But I was a girl, you know. And Chris has two daughters.
Well, that's where I was getting next.
Yeah.
Do you have just the two
I
girls?
I do. I have two girls.
Yeah.
I'm father of two daughters. One is graduating from college.
Oh, wow.
This month.
Uh-huh.
And then the other one's graduating from 8th grade this month, and
we're
going to be in high school within this system.
Very cool. I often wonder because I think it's cool that fathers that participate heavily in their daughters'
we'd like
lives,
to have
activities, and it's cool.
We would like to have more in the organization. Chris is definitely, he's outnumbered by all of us, but he's great. He's a great
And you guys
asset.
All just volunteer
We do. I'm the board chair this year. Chris is the secretary, and we have a board probably about 8 or 9 people right now, and we work really hard for the girls, and everything goes back to them.
I really like to grow that number,
right.
And I'm very interested in it. If anybody's interested in learning more about it or wants to attend a board meeting, they can contact that number that I left. And
we'll have you
up.
Say that again right before we leave. But what kind of numbers are we talking about as far as girls that attend?
We serve with thousands of girls over the years. Probably in the last year, I'd say 300 to 400.
So this is no small
it isn't.
Rodeo.
It isn't. We serve thousands and thousands of girls over the years. But we are in a school setting, and we limit our class size. It's a very small class size. They can get the most one-on-one and very private trusting environment.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about 10 to 15 girls per program.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
We'll also be giving a summer program that we do each year, and it's a build up of several program classes, culminating with a trip, a backpacking trip for the girls up into Lassen Park.
Oh, very cool.
That's what those pictures trip. Are.
Yeah, those are from 2 years ago. That was a great time.
Yeah, because we have multiple things in the magazine, but Rhonda, you were just pointing out that there's a Cornerstone.
Well, Cornerstone also featured you guys in this issue.
Yes. So, yeah, they are great supporters of Girls League, and we love them.
Cornerstone
over there.
Bank, another local institution.
Right, right.
Which is cool. So, yeah, so there's a whole other thing there about your program and organization. So, again, give us the phone number and or web address.
Yeah, the Girls Inc. Northern Sacramento Valley number is 527-7767.
Okay.
And the website is girlsincnsv.org.
Do you have anything else? Gosh, I can't even talk. Do you have anything else you would like to share before we take
Well, it's just, it's going to be a great event. We're going to have prizes and a great trip to Ashland that we put together for a raffle prize.
Yeah, we have a package put together for people who join our 1,000 Women Strong program.
And a few good men.
And a few good men.
And the ticket purchase will... this year, the prize will be awarded at the Riverview event, and it's a weekend in Ashland. There's going to be tickets for the Shakespeare Festival and
a
wonderful resort up there. The Green Springs Inn and Cabin Resort has donated a 2-night stay in one of their deluxe cabins, which these things are fantastic.
They're full. You will sell lots of tickets.
Yes.
And we finish it off with dinner. And they're $100, and that's what our Missouri membership is, $100 a year.
Tax deductible.
That's to support the
girls. Which is not a lot for a year.
To support the girls in the North State and run these programs.
That's very great. Cool. You guys do good stuff.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thanks
for being here. We really appreciate you coming and spending the evening with us and sharing about Girls Inc. and our chapter here in the North State. So
thank you for having us.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thanks
a lot.
All right, North State, we're going to take a break, and when we get back, we'll introduce you to our next guest. Again, this is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio.
Dandelion, Unique Gifts and Clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
You're paralyzed by the possibilities when it comes to dealing with your windows.
Budget blinds ready.
What about function, total darkness, filtered light? Should there be a lining?
Budget blinds ready.
And then there's fabric. Do you need blinds, curtains, drapes, shutters? Maybe a layered look. What about installation?
Budget Blinds Reading.
At Budget Blinds Reading, you're given the very best of two worlds. Locally owned service and the peace of mind knowing Budget Blinds Reading offers more brands and more fashion-forward styles with window treatment options that work within your budget. Jerry and the whole Budget Blinds Reading team are dedicated to giving you design help to create a home that reflects your personality.
My goal for our customer here at Budget Blinds is when we walk out of the house, it's nicer than it was when we walked in. The customer got exactly what they wanted. If you're in need of custom window coverings, shutters, blinds, shades, draperies, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Enjoy.
Welcome back, Casey and our listeners. This is James Mazzotta with Enjoy Magazine.
I'm Rhonda Ball with Enjoy Magazine. Gosh, I am so out of practice. Sorry.
Are you picking up what I'm laying down, girl?
Okay,
obviously
here we go.
Not. So before we get started here, I want to give a shout-out to our sponsors tonight. We have Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street, 247-1292. Of course, everybody knows Dandelion. It's an awesome place to go do some shopping. Mother's Day is this
Sunday.
Yep. So, you know, if you need a personal gift and want to show your love, Dandelion's the place you can go. You can do clothes, jewelry, handbags.
They have all kinds of stuff.
All kinds of
scarves.
Things. And they're at their new location, again, 1322 Pine Street. Beautiful new building. And we also want to give a shout-out to our other great sponsor every single time is Crackmasters at 3208 South Market Street. The number to reach them is 241-8373. They will help you out if you have an issue with, I'm sure, any of your glass in the vehicle. And I think they've got other things that they actually do. And I'm not sure what they are. I'm just familiar with their glass service.
Jeff
and they're
is great.
Awesome.
Yeah. He's been around for a while. So
they have. So thank you to both of them for their support and continuing to support our show here tonight. All right, Rhonda, my dear.
Okay, so our next guest tonight is Marilyn Roberon from Riverfront Playhouse. She is going to be talking about the next play that's coming up starting when? May 21st?
May 21st.
Yay! Well, thanks for being here, Marilyn.
Hi, Marilyn.
Oh, I'm so glad you invited me. I'm happy to be here.
I'm so glad that you're here, too, and I'm so glad it was in these great circumstances and not me on the front end of your car
oh.
while I was crossing the street
oh,
in front
yes.
of you.
Of course, we'll have to tell your audience I almost ran you over.
That wasn't you. That was me.
We were jaywalking.
We were jaywalking, yeah.
Well, thanks for being here, and I'm so excited because I have a small little tiny teeny part of this production coming up, Love, Lost, and What I Wore.
Yes. This is a project that, well, they say you shouldn't direct a play unless you have a passion for it.
Mm-hmm.
I found this project with a classmate from high school.
Oh, wow.
And she directed it in Oregon.
Uh-huh.
And then I brought it here to Reading, pitched it to Riverfront, and they go, we like it.
Mm.
But I couldn't leave it alone. I'm kind of an over-the-top person.
All right. Well, you're in good company then.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So it was a reading play with five ladies. I've expanded that to nine. And then the thought, I wish it had been my thought. It wasn't. Someone said, why don't you bring the community into it?
Mm.
So we're going to have guest actresses
mm-hmm.
that appear for one night only. And someone, James, that you know
mm-hmm.
very closely is mm-hmm. going to appear on June 4th.
Yep.
Can take a guess. Take a guess.
Well, I know it's somebody that I dislike very much. That would be my sister in crime, right?
Yeah,
right here, Miss Rhonda
Ball.
I'm
so excited.
Rhonda is going to
yeah.
be on the stage of Riverfront June 4th in my play. And it's not my play. It's our play.
Yeah.
The cast is wonderful.
Oh, it's a great cast. There's lots of veterans.
Yeah, if you've been involved in Riverfront, you'll know these names. They're seasoned. And actually, they kind of took over.
I can't wait. It's going to be... I was at rehearsal last night, and...
Do you go
just
tonight
the,
after here, too?
I'm supposed to go tonight yep. after here, after the show, but just...
She was so good that I said, you don't have to come.
Oh, that's sweet.
I'm a natural, you know. You'll see me starring in the next Riverfront play.
Nice.
Yeah right. No.
Oh, that's the one with the balloons and the feathers?
Yeah.
No. That's not Riverfront.
But the really cool part for me is I would be petrified to have to memorize lines and go on stage and say them. So for me, there's a script right in front of me, and I don't necessarily have to memorize anything. So... But it's kind of nice because I've been reading it and I kind of know what to expect when somebody's saying something. And just the small part or the small rehearsal we did last night, it's going to be hilarious. It's going to be moving. Oh. It's going to be, I mean, there's going to be a lot of emotion. So
are you able to share the premise? Or
oh,
the
oh sure, yet? Sure, sure. Mm-hmm. But first of all, okay. the reason it's funny, Nora Ephron, mm-hmm. Sleepless in Seattle, mm-hmm. Harry Met Sally, she wrote this with
oh.
her sister.
Oh, wow.
So, and... It's not her usual male bashing. But it might think it's a chick thing, but if you want to learn about women,
uh-huh.
come see. Even if it was a go, you'll go, oh, that's why that happened.
Mm.
I can learn.
Yeah, there you go.
So here's the premise.
Okay.
Is one character repeats. That's the only character that repeats.
And that's Tammy Jones.
Uh-huh. Tammy Jones acting as Gingy.
She'll be great.
She's fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
Dingy is a real person to me now. And she remembers her life through the clothes that she wore. And so we have these little drawings, and she tells stories as she goes along. But interspersed is other people that come in and tell stories about their lives. They appear one time, that character goes away, but the actress comes back and is another character.
Mm.
We have 29 characters.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Twisted.
It's fun.
No, it's not black
no.
at all.
It's fun. There's a little bit of language, so probably not recommended for children.
There are three instances that it's harsh. We have put out there that it is not for children. Mm-hmm. A parent of a teenager could make that choice.
Right. Yeah. Right. And it's just language. It's not. Yeah. But it is. There's some funny parts. There's some sad parts that, you know, that. It's really moving.
I laughed. I cried.
Yeah.
Actually, yes. It's there's funny parts. There's squabbling with sisters, mother and daughter issues. They address rape, but in such a delicate way.
Mm-hmm.
Cancer, marriage.
Your first bra.
Yes, which a guy doesn't understand. Oh, my God, it's so dramatic. And it moves quickly. It moves quickly. You're going to love the actresses. Boy, do they change from character to character. Mm-hmm. You'll say, oh, that's a different girl. They are wonderful.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah, so I'm really excited. So my night is June 4th, which is a Saturday night.
Yes.
And hopefully we'll fill the seats that night. And
the other guests
that are going
to
be there are, hang on a second, I have it written down.
It's right there open on your left-hand side.
Are we talking about the other guests?
The guest actresses.
I know one's Donnie Greenberg, right? Or Donnie Chamberlain.
Donnie Chamberlain.
I know we're always used to that. Me too.
Donnie Chamberlain will be there on June 5th.
That's a matinee.
Let's see. Sandy
Walkrich.
And she will be there May 22nd. Wow, she's brave because it's the day after opening.
Well, and not only that, see, you and Donnie are kind of used to community and doing this.
Uh-huh.
Sandy runs an electric business, so she is really brave.
And then Susan Doherty is going to be here from the coast.
Alumni for Riverfront.
Yes, and she's wonderful. She'll be here May 27th. Melissa Fineau.
Yes. Now, this is a departure. Just let me tell you my little background here. I have been a peace officer my entire life. Melissa Fineau.
Bad mama jamma.
Yeah. Okay. Melissa Fineau is from the public defender's office. What was I thinking?
That's awesome.
That's going to be great.
Oh, and she's delightful.
And then another Riverfront alumni, Dana
Swanenberg.
She'll be there on the 10th of June. So it's going to be fun. And then there's one more person that I think we're going to try and fill in for somebody that may not be able to do
Right. It'll be to be announced.
To be announced.
Oh, that's a good thing. Yes. Well, that sounds really great.
It's going to be fun.
I'm so excited for you, and congratulations on this work.
Well, I am having a wonderful time.
Yeah.
But
and
I'm
is this
so
your
lucky.
First?
Yes.
Directorial.
Yes.
Debut.
Yeah. Okay. I've done assistant before
but you've been involved with Riverfront for quite some time.
I've been involved with Riverfront and been on stage many times.
Uh-huh. That's
very
right.
Very cool.
Yay.
Being on stage is easier.
Well,
so
thank
cool.
you. Thank you so much
for
being here, and I'm looking
time.
Forward to it. I hope lots of people buy tickets. You can buy tickets at...
Through the Cascade,
and it's
online.
Smart that you picked people that are somewhat have in the media certain individuals, not all, but because they'll continue. It'll be promoted heavily.
You know? the Donald Trump thing.
You're genius.
The idea was to bring community
into
community theater.
Yep.
And I was so excited when I got the call and was asked because, you know, it's just going to be fun.
It is.
And when you
very
said
cool.
I didn't have to memorize, I was, okay, I'm so there.
She could do it, though.
She didn't ask for money, though. That was good.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Marilyn.
Thanks, Marilyn. We appreciate you coming
thank
in.
Thank you for having me here.
All right.
So now you can go to rehearsals.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, North State listeners, this is KCNR 1460 AM. We'll be right back.
Dandelion. Unique gifts and clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of bright and jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, kcnr1460.com. My website, consciouslivingyoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Enjoy.
Welcome, welcome back. KCNR 1460 AM Community North State. This is James Mazzotta.
And this is Rhonda Ball.
And we have two guests in our room. One of them we're just putting on hold, but she'll interject. The official at the moment will be...
Oh, John Truitt is here from Viva Downtown.
I let her do the end.
And I know that there's lots of, lots of great stuff coming up. Viva's getting ready to do Market Street Fair. There's pros and Joes.
Again? It's that time. We're getting ready to do Market Street Fair. But first, let me say, hey, thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here.
Magazine looked great in May.
Thank you very much. There's a nice little ad with you in there.
A pretty groovy picture of me.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought I saw your mug in here.
It's from a few years back.
But it's still recognizable.
Thank you.
Yeah. Very recognizable. Not like a lot of the realtors that I see where I'm like, they're like, I'm the realtor, and I'm like, oh, that's you?
Oh. Yeah, you I'm going to get one of those business cards where I've got the big hair and the big tie knot and everything like that. No offense to my realtor friends out there. But yes, Rhonda, it is time for Market Street Fair.
Market Street Fair.
That'll be on Thursday nights, June and July, in the Market Street Promenade. Food, drink, live music. It's a free event. Come see your neighbors, enjoy a farmer's market, kids' activities, all kinds of good things. You know, it just feels good in there at night when you're listening to music, sitting on the grass, just having a good time with your friends and your neighbors. But before that happens, we're doing State of Downtown on Friday, May 13th. Yes, it's a Friday the 13th, but, you know, good things happen.
Good things.
Good things happen on Friday the 13th. You know, the accordion was patented on a Friday the 13th in 1847. So I just want everybody to know.
That's why I love you. I love your brain.
Tell that to my family.
Oh, my goodness.
But we're really looking forward to State of Downtown. A lot of great people that we want to recognize, some excellent businesses, just some good things that have been happening in downtown. You know, Viva Downtown's been around for 20 years. So it's our 20th anniversary. There's been a lot of changes in downtown, a lot of new organizations helping out and making downtown a great place to be. We're going to recognize that. That's at the Atrium, which is at the south end of the Market Street Promenade.
Yep.
Starts at 5:30. It's 5 to 5:30 is a meet and greet. You know, come have a beer, a glass of wine or some water, whatever your pleasure is. And then we'll start recognizing people from about 6 to 7. Then you're out. Go enjoy a restaurant in downtown.
It's going to be fun. I've been to the last several, so... And being part of the Viva Downtown board, I have some inside information, and it's kind of fun to know stuff.
I'm looking at you.
I'm not telling.
Somebody's going to get shaken hard after this show.
Yeah,
Sounds like it. How dare you come on live radio with me with the secret?
And you know, and we want to thank the two of you, or I want to thank the two of you publicly. Because Enjoy Magazine and Enjoy the Store, James, have really been great additions in downtown Reading. You know, we had, what was the last event?
Hops and Shops. You've been a great host of that. I really liked our last brewery again. I liked the one before. It's really hard. Every time I think I'm getting a new one, and I'm like, oh, darn it, I really like the last one. They're just as great.
Yeah, I mean, you're terrific neighbors. I mean, you know, you are neighbors. You're right down the street from the office of Viva Downtown. I can just walk in and say hi to you anytime. And, you know, it's such a great feeling being in downtown. So it's really
a
community.
We love being downtown.
Yeah, you can walk places. Mm-hmm. You know, you never know, you never realize how much time cars actually take. You know, get in, park, do this, do that. Mm-hmm. When you finally are walking, you got so much extra time on your hands to enjoy people and downtown and everything like that. So, you know. Thank you very much.
Thank you for all the work you do.
Real quick, I know you have tickets, and I don't want to hold you up, but tell people, because there are people, I've actually tried sending them over to your office before when they're just talking about things in town, about Viva itself. It's a national organization, but they know, a lot of people don't know that it exists here in Reading and what it is and what it is as a national organization.
Viva Downtown is a national Main Street organization. Main Street organizations take what's called a four-point approach in developing a downtown. That is, they have an organization which is a board with a fundraising and public information strategy. They have a design committee which oversees history and the look of the community. I'm sitting right next to a member of the design committee, Sue Lang, who's also on the Historical Society. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Design takes a look at that. Economic restructuring, which hopes to improve, you know, business and building, bricks and mortar type of projects, and promotions, which is, you know, get the word out about downtown, hold events in downtown, make things happen. Mm-hmm. And the idea is that if you follow this quote-unquote four-point approach, that you'll have success. And we became a national Main Street organization 7 years ago. Mostly we were an organization that was sort of known for, you know, throwing Market Fest before then. But then when we really started to knuckle down and pay attention to the nuts and bolts and the bricks and mortar and all the other things that make up a downtown, we've seen some success. Mm-hmm. And just getting people to pay attention, we advocate strongly on a city level, on a county level, on a Caltrans level, on all kinds of different levels in order to make things happen and to make sure that, you know, this historic core of Reading and of Shasta County, you know, stays a focus, stays on people's radar, so improvements can keep being made. Because, you know, this is where the history is. I mean, this is where Reading started. This is where there's unique businesses and unique buildings and a mix of, you know, residences and commercial business, retail business, stuff like that. We don't have anything else like that in Shasta County. But these blocks, this downtown Reading, is where it's all happening and where we hope to make even more happen.
Well, and the reason why I wanted you to stress that is because as a retailer in that district, our downtown, we get a lot of people that come in from all over. It's surprising how our tourism base, but also a lot of newcomers that have moved to the area, will come in and say, okay, what else can I do downtown? And of course I do my best to point them out to things, and of course, you know, they're always comments as well, the downtown, it seems a little bit, you know, sparse or lost or those types of things. And I try to point out then, you know, at that point we have a very vibrant downtown organization, and if they want to do something about downtown, then it takes a village. I mean, there are those of you that are technically, I guess, I don't know if the word is employed, but there are a lot of what you guys get is volunteer. And so right.
Practically everybody's a volunteer. Yeah. The only people that are employed are we hire some program people to make sure that the big events get staged. Mm-hmm. I'm a volunteer. Our board members are a volunteer. Everybody's a volunteer. You're a volunteer.
Yep.
And so, so
I try to send them and
say, it takes a volunteer village.
If you want to see something happen, you have to take the time and invest in your downtown.
Thank you so much, Jane.
You just can't come in and say,
what did you do?
Yeah. Well, as John said, you know, Viva's been around for 20 years, and John was at the beginning of Viva Downtown.
Yes.
And we were, you know, reminiscing about what downtown looked like 20 years ago, and it's come.
And I've lived here for 20 years. It'll be 20 years in August, and holy moly.
Yeah.
I used to never go downtown. I would never go downtown. So, and now,
and
well,
we
I
are
work
right
there,
now.
And I work there, but... But I would go downtown now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's only going to get better.
Yep. It is.
It is.
Thank you, John. I know you have some tickets to go see.
Going to go see Sound of Music, Shasta High School. Support the local musical.
We love you. Thanks for all you. Thanks for you and all you do.
Hey, and congratulations for being named Leadership Reading's Alumnus of the Year.
You know what? I'm proud of it and I'm humbled by it. A lot of good people have gone through Leadership Reading, and I'd always plug it and I'd always push it for everybody. I think everybody has a good time in that group.
You do a great job and help us too. So we really
appreciate. I need to come here all the time and just have you guys.
I'm
just tell
me how
wonderful
for you.
I am.
One of the
360 and say yes. I do deserve this.
No, you.
The Arts and Communication Day is one of the most popular, and a lot of it has to do with you doing the tours downtown. So thank you for that.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
You guys are great.
So are you.
I'll be seeing you later.
All right. Okay. Have a
take
good
care.
Evening.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break. When we get back, we'll introduce you to our final guest of the evening. This is KCNR 1460 AM.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar. May be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Enjoy.
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 I love that when that comes back like that. Mm-hmm. Little pop. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio. Again, I'm James Mazzotto with Enjoy Magazine.
And I'm Rhonda Ball with Enjoy Magazine.
And a little caveat that our music that's coming in is Janet Jackson's
yes.
Enjoy.
Yes.
And she's like made a big splash in the last couple days. She is pregnant with her first baby.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And she'll be turning 50, I think, on Mother's Day.
Oh, my gosh.
Yikes. And then she just came out with, I think, a new album or coming out, and she just had a new dance video, and she was working it hard. And I thought, you go, girl.
Wow.
I guess you can have it all these days, right? Be world famous, be pregnant
imagine.
At 50.
I couldn't imagine.
At 50.
Oh, my goodness, no.
But she's married. I didn't even know. I thought she was married to some other guy, and now I realize she's married to some gentleman that's a Middle Eastern billionaire, which, gosh, that
well,
might just
kind
of be nice. Anyway, you go, Janet. Congratulations. Thanks for bringing us into our segment.
And thanks. We want to thank Jared, too, for being here month after month when we do our show.
Jared,
you do a great job.
Jared's our producer, and he's been awesome. And Jared, this last time around, just got all of his hair cut off. He had beautiful golden locks of hair.
Yes.
And it used to wave in the fan or behind this control booth, and he got it all cut off, and now we're having to get reacquainted. Anyway, so introduce us to our last guest.
Well, our last guest is here representing the Shasta Historical Society, and she has also been a recipient of the Leadership Reading Alumnus of the Year, actually in 2015. So
we had them back to back.
Yeah,
stack them.
I'd like to welcome Sue Lang here tonight, and you are going to talk to us about an upcoming event.
Yes,
that's a really great event.
Mm-hmm. Well, you actually could talk to us about
all kinds
50
of stuff.
Things.
Yeah.
I could. Yeah. I'll do this. I'll concentrate on this, I think. Yeah.
Good evening, my dear.
Good evening.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you for asking me.
So what do you have for us?
Okay. Well, the Shasta Historical Society has free programs every month, pretty much every month. We do go dark during the summer. We have wonderful, wonderful programs that of interest to people in the community about history. We just did one on the Speedway. This month, actually, we're doing one on Ellington Peak, who was the person who started the livestock auction in Cottonwood.
Oh, wow.
And he started out with just a pittance, and now it's a million-dollar
wow.
business, and it's the biggest one west of the Rockies.
Hmm.
So right here, so Cascade Theater has done, we're going to be showing a film about this gentleman. Be very interesting mm-hmm. in honor of Rodeo Week. So we kind of like to
oh,
tie our
great.
Programs
yes.
into
sure.
what's
you guys do
happening.
A good job doing that, too.
Yeah,
yes.
And so we just we have a great videographer that's on our board, and he did The Right Time with me,
mm-hmm.
and so he's working on this.
That's what
as
I was going to ask you. I didn't want to derail your thoughts, but
yeah.
I was like, how do you get that? I mean, how do you do something like that? But so it's, this is something that you guys do in-house?
Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
Just wonderful,
that makes
wonderful
it even
volunteers.
More,
just
more special.
Yes,
yeah.
yes. But at any rate, so we do these programs every month, and they're free to the public. But in order to do this and to keep up this level of quality of programs, we have one fundraiser a year, and it's the Taste of History. And this is our fourth time we've done a Taste of History, and it's done out at Old Shasta. And it's just so much fun. We have the fiddlers there. We have kids from the Stellar Charter School who dress up in
I think you dress up too.
And in fact, I will be doing. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen you fluttering around downtown in character.
Well, yeah, yes. Well, this time I'm going to be a 1930s May Helene Bacon Boggs, and I'm going to give people who are interested a tour. Of the gallery, the art gallery, which was May's gift to the state of California. So I've been madly trying to find a 1930s outfit, which is, yeah, so I'll figure out something.
I'm sure you will.
Yeah.
There's nothing in the, in all the different things that have been done here in Reading, any of the wardrobe costume rooms.
Well, you have to remember, you're talking about a person who is 4 feet, 10 inches tall.
Oh, that's true. I forgot.
There aren't, you know.
Is that what you are, 4'10"?
4'10", and May Helene Bacon Boggs was 4'10" as well. Isn't that interesting?
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm going to portray her
mm-hmm.
at the very age that I am now, so it won't be a stretch for me. that'll be part of the evening as well, and then the Lich store will be open, and we have a great reenactor. His name is Frank Martinez, and he will be at the Lich store in costume and being the proprietor of the Lich store. So if you get there at 5:30, he will be doing a tour, and I'll be doing a tour. Then we end it. Then we go to the food, the wine, the music, the live auction, and the silent auction.
Mm-hmm.
So this program keeps our society rolling along.
Yes.
And another interesting thing about our historical society, you know who our current executive director
yeah.
is, Christine Stokes, and she has decided to move to San Diego,
mm-hmm.
and we just have gone from 0 to 60 with her as our executive
mm-hmm.
director. We
yeah.
we now have accreditation that we didn't have before. I can't say enough good things about
her.
She's
just dynamic.
Oh,
yes.
she's great.
Awesome.
So you'll have to be replacing her.
So we did.
Oh, you did.
So we interviewed quite a few people. We had very good response.
This.
And we're having, hope I can, yeah.
This I think
has been announced.
Her. I think
this
you
has
met
been
her.
Announced, yeah.
I did?
Mm-hmm. She is from Cody, Wyoming. But
oh,
lived in,
I did.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and she's starting the 9th of May.
Yes,
yeah.
I did. As soon as you said that, it
yeah.
clicked.
Yes, because
so,
Christine was in the store with
yep.
her.
Right.
Yep.
And so Christine, bless her heart, has agreed to transition her.
Mm-hmm.
And
so nice.
John was saying at our design committee meeting yesterday, she's like the Cher farewell tour. That was funny. So we're excited about her coming. Sad to see Christine go.
Yeah.
But I think she's got a really good background in curatorial work. So
mm-hmm.
that
I love
be great.
That word.
Don't you?
Yeah.
I can just say it. Trips off the tongue.
Yes.
Okay. So let me tell you, if I might.
Yes, please.
Okay. I brought a list of some things that are going to be up for the auction, not
okay.
the silent auction, because
mm-hmm.
there's many things
oh, yeah.
that we'll have. But
mm-hmm.
these are this is the live auction, and I know a lot of the listeners in this particular radio show are gun mm-hmm. enthusiasts.
Oh, yeah.
So
this is true.
these are some things that are going to be auctioned off. Now, I'm reading this. I have no idea about guns.
I
mean,
either.
I'm sure it doesn't show. But anyway, a Henry
mm-hmm.
22 Golden Boy, 22 lever action rifle crafted by Henry Arms Company, classic beauty. Lush bluing. I don't even know what that means. That's what you use to wash your clothes with. And let's see. And then it's got laser-edged emblem of the Shasta Historical Society on the stock.
Okay. Oh,
and that
nice.
Was cool. That was a gift from Old West Gun and Loan.
Yeah.
So people who were interested
I
in
love
that.
The Old West, too. They're a great company.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then there is a gun club membership with the shotgun package. This package includes a Redding gun club membership, a Beretta 12-gauge shotgun.
Yes, I have one.
Shoot cards. Shotgun shells and two dinners. At Dry, I guess you kill something. And, I don't
cook
and
it
two,
up.
Cook her up and two dinners at Dry Creek Station. And so,
wow,
yeah.
Then, now, Dry Creek Station, is that out? I'm sorry, forgive me. Is that the one that's out in Bella Vista?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep, very cool. I like that place too.
Okay, and then, but wait, there's more. Ruger.
Yes.
R U G E R. Okay,
yeah,
I'm saying it right. LCR. What's that?
That I'm not sure specifically.
Okay.
Ruger
okay.
is the brand, the name
oh,
of
okay.
the gun maker.
A 38 special revolver.
Yeah.
Highly rated Ruger LCR 38 special revolver is packaged with a concealed weapon course.
Ooh, nice.
Earmuffs, protective glasses, and 100 rounds of ammunition.
So it's a 38 special. I like that whole
so
package right
there's, and then there's for those who aren't gun enthusiasts, or even if you are, you can be both, I suppose. Weekend in Ashland, tickets to the Shakespeare Theater, a B&B up there. Let's see what else. Oh, a weekend at Historic River House up for eight.
Oh,
wow.
So invite
There's
your
some
friend.
Great prizes. I actually won a couple from the silent auction last year.
Yeah.
And one of them was Shasta Caverns. It was a Shasta Caverns for four. So.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, and I won a golf thing in Mount Shasta. So.
And we have that again as well as a night at the resort.
But now that you're playing golf, you should like that. Or did you use it or give
well,
it away?
No, Daryl used it. So.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So.
Well, this might also, this is of interest to everyone. This is called Top Shelf Spirits Basket. And a collection of top-end single malt scotch, bourbon, gin, tequila, and vodka, plus the glasses.
Oh,
now,
wow.
How do y'all like that?
Wow.
Darn it, you know what I was thinking of? We should have had tequila tonight for Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, of course.
A shot before we start each
guest. I was
guest.
Thinking about that. I should have brought it.
Yeah.
A shot for each guest.
Yeah. Oh, my.
We have to take a shot for every
for
guest.
Every guest.
Oh, well, yeah. You have to join in.
It's probably a good thing we forgot.
I would be slipping under the table. Yeah. I'd be hanging from the microphone.
one of the things that we've done each year, and it's probably one of the most popular, and that's a dinner in the jail out at Old Shasta.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fun.
Uh-huh. And it's for 20 of your, or 19 of your friends and yourself.
Yes, and yourself, yeah.
Yeah, and that's fun. It's held down in the jail, and it's all catered. And, people love that.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. I bet you. You get lots of great bids on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. It's a really fun event. I've been for the last couple of years and have enjoyed it immensely.
Immensely, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And what kind of food is there? Because I'm all about the food. I'm thinking as you're talking about food, I'm drooling. I'm like, what kind of food is served?
It was different both times I went.
Yeah, and this year it will be different again. We have a different caterer, caterer who...
I want to know what history tastes like.
Oh, no. Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. No, we don't have old bread and stuff like that. No. No. No, it's just regular old... Regular,
it's
not
kind of,
old food, but regular food.
Right, and it's kind of hors d'oeuvre kind of food.
Yeah.
I mean...
It's
heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
heavy
no low-cal stuff,
yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
No, I mean heavy hors d'oeuvres. If she's saying hors d'oeuvres, I'm saying it's probably a heavy hors d'oeuvre.
Kind of, exactly,
like
yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And then we'll have several wineries, mostly winery, will be there serving, and everyone loves it.
That's great. Yeah, Mosley's awesome.
Yeah,
so, and then we just to reiterate, because you guys do some great stuff, it was only a few issues back, too, that we did an article on another project that the Historic Society implemented,
yes.
And that was with you guys going around and...
The QR codes.
Yeah, that you can scan with your smartphone, and
yes.
It will give you information about the property and or building historic significance to our community. It pops up on your phone so that you can start learning about.
Well, what's fun is it's not just somebody reading the history. It's Mike Griffintini did it, and he's in historic costume, and he is wonderful. Ty Boss did the video, and he calls Mike a one take wonder, and he really was. So we have eight of those around town, and the new I was talking to Amy Pendergast yesterday because she's in charge of the bike, the bike festival. And oh my gosh, all the stuff they're going to be doing for
so
that.
So much stuff going on.
So I told her, I said, well, you guys are on this bike trail. I said, there's a QR code here and a QR code there and a QR code on the Diesel Horse Bridge, and she didn't even know anything about it. So she said,
well, that's why I bring it up.
Thank
because
you.
Because I think people don't know, and if they did, they'd use it, and it's something that hopefully we'll see continue to evolve and grow and more. And
it's a great idea.
Yeah, well, Sue, you know what?
It's always a pleasure to have you.
Yes,
thank you for asking.
And we appreciate
and you're
your
just
busy
such a,
body.
Yeah, such an advocate
doing,
for our community, and we really appreciate all you do for all the boards that you serve on. And
do you know how many it is off the top of your head?
Three boards and two additional committees from those boards, and then special projects.
Yeah. Lots of those.
Well, thank you, Sue, so much for coming out tonight.
Okay,
thank you, North State, for listening. Again, I'm James Mazzotto with Enjoy Magazine.
And I'm Rhonda Ball with Enjoy.
This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio. Good night.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Enthusiastic crowd in Charleston, West Virginia this evening, promising that if elected president, he will put the thousands of coal miners who've lost their jobs recently back to work. And he said Hillary Clinton was backpedaling this week on her visit to coal country in West Virginia and Kentucky.
Yeah, I'm going to put the miners back to work, and she said, I'm going to put the miners and the mines out of business. And then she comes over and she tried to explain her statement. That's a tough one to explain, wouldn't you say?
Meanwhile, Republican National Committee Chairman Reince Priebus says he thinks House Speaker Paul Ryan and Donald Trump will work out their differences. Priebus says he spoke to both men today after Ryan said he wasn't ready to throw his support behind the party's presumptive presidential nominee. And Trump replied that he's not ready to support Ryan's agenda. North Carolina's governor is accusing the Obama administration of overreaching its federal authority regarding his state's new transgender law.